There you go.
Hello, thank you for holding. My name is John. I'm the regional pricing director in your area. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you, John?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you for asking. The new countdown for the next weekend, I think, though. And I'm speaking with Lisa, is that correct?
Yes.
All right. Pleasure to meet you, Lisa. Maria just sent over some information just to catch me up to speed on the call here. I see that you've been in business for quite some time, so congratulations. And looking to service about 50 miles out, so are you trying to, is that like the farthest you would go, or is that, are you trying to stay a little more local?
Well, gas prices are so high, and I have big diesel trucks, so I'm trying to stay local.
Yeah,
Corona,
I hear that.
your Belinda, Norco, East Bay, I'm trying to stay fairly local. 25,
okay.
50 miles for a big job maybe, but really trying to stay pretty local.
Got it. Definitely.
But all my employees live in Corona, too, so they fight the traffic.
Gotcha. Yeah, traffic. That's one thing I don't miss. I used to live in California myself, and let me tell you, I had some crazy stories with traffic. So spent like 4 hours, didn't move an inch. I was like, man, I had to put it in park.
Yeah.
I almost fell asleep.
Yeah. It's pretty rough.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Definitely. So don't worry. We'll make sure, because that's one thing we want to, adhere to is, if you're not looking to go too far out, we don't want calls coming from that far out, for one, because then you can't service them. Doesn't look good for anyone on that. But two, yeah, we want to save some gas.
I'd like to stay, 20 miles, 25 miles, 50 might be a stretch. I don't want to be, because putting a job together is you got to make the appointment. You got to drive out there.
Right.
And then you got to put the estimate together. Then you got to get back together with them, select materials. I mean, it takes about 15 hours of my time. So I want to make it productive time before we even do the job.
You
can't charge that. So.
Yeah, I gotcha. I totally understand.
In tight is a good thing for us.
Okay. So local the better, more closer the better, obviously, right?
Uh-huh.
Of course, if it's a bigger job, then that's even better, right? I mean, obviously, it'll be worth the time then, but right now, we'll stick local. So we can help you with that, okay? Have you worked with anyone else to help market yourself out there as well? Because I do see, like, a Yelp listing. Are you still currently with them, or?
Yes, I'm actually just do that myself.
Good idea. Okay, nice.
That did my website for me, and then I had someone for a few years that was managing all the sites, and then I had PR business, but they didn't really help with anything. I find that these, because this is, almost my 20th year, I really hadn't done marketing since 2014.
Get out of town.
All right. Last month, I fired up Yelp to try and get the phone ringing, and it got kind of quiet.
Okay.
And I'm sure people are scared to spend money, So
sure.
I fired up Yelp to get the phone ringing. I thought I would try it for 90 days. I'm about 30 days into it.
Okay, so fairly new. All right.
Fairly new. But I'm getting 2 or 3 leads a day, which is pretty good.
Okay.
It's not bad.
Right. No, it's not bad. Hey, listen, some people are getting zero. Right? And times are crazy these days. I don't know what's next that life's going to throw at us, I swear.
Yeah,
okay, so
exactly.
I get it. Are you doing any type of, like, social media by any chance, like a Facebook business page or anything like that?
I do have a Facebook page, LBJ Flooring. There's a Facebook page. I haven't really put anything on it lately. And then it has my logo, my LBJ logo on it.
Beautiful. Okay. The
and
reason I
do have Instagram.
Okay, nice.
And I think my granddaughter just did a TikTok page for me. So
did you really? Okay. I love it.
I'm not super techie, so my granddaughter's like 19 and she's taking marketing in school. She goes, Grammy, let me make you a TikTok, okay?
Hey, the family's jumping in. That's like even more incredible, right?
Yeah.
here, as far as how we work, Lisa, once we work with you, we don't work with anyone else who does what you do in the area, period. We actually take it very seriously. We're not spreading leads out to other competitors. So you never have to worry about competing against other competitors have going go head-to-head, okay? Now, these customers will talk to you directly. So there's no middleman, no third party that you have to worry about. I mean, I can try to talk about, you know, flooring and stuff, but I have no idea what I'm talking about. What we do is make sure to help you build the traffic. It, the ball's in your court once they reach out, though, okay? And I think that's a good thing. So how this works, let's say I'm in the area and I'm typing in keywords or phrases. You get to modify and change these keywords at any time. There's no additional charges for that, okay? All inclusive for you. Your business, without even them knowing your business name, you will be easily found as a top recommended on that first page of Google. So it's pretty amazing how that part works. Now, let's say, for an example, you know, that I see everything, I see your website, I love your work, I just don't use it at that moment. Well, if I go on my Facebook, what we do is we help run ads so that way your ads will be popping up on their feed. Okay, so it's really incredible how that whole process works. It's a lot more marketing for you. Really gets your brand exposure really strong. Now, when it's even a click to call, so if they click on it, it calls you directly. So you supply us with whatever phone number you like to be contacted on, or whether you want to be emailed or text message or all three. We're flexible. We can make it happen for you as well too. And you never have to worry about paying per lead on this or per job. You could cherry pick as many as you want. It's a flat rate month to month. No contracts. You want to make sure you choose to be with us each and every month because you're seeing a good return and we're doing our job, period. So that's important.
Well, what do you cost?
Okay, let's get down to the business then.
Well, I'm an owner. I'm not idle chit chat. What kind of traffic are you proposing?
Okay. So first thing, let's go over pricing here. If it fits the budget, great. And we'll look at the demand in the area as well too to make sure this is something that's really worth for your while too, okay? So everything is set to a 2-month verbal agreement. We want to make sure, obviously, it takes some time to get up on the first page of Google. Now, we work fast. We just don't work miracles. We'll go over that timeline breakdown for you right after pricing on here. But everything is a flat rate. Now, I know on our website, it shows it's $599 a month with a $299 setup fee. But because you're an established business, because we're actually trying to fulfill this one position today, it's only one slot that we can do. And per Google guidelines, they're trying to fulfill as quickly as possible. So they're willing to drop that price down dramatically from $599 a month all the way down to $249 a month. And there's no setup fee or anything like that. That's including everything we spoke about. A Facebook business page. You have your ads as well. First page of Google. 60 different directories, including Yelp. So you don't have to pay for that no more. It's being included. You got Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Chambers of Commerce, Yellow Pages, all these different directories that you get to own as well. And I feel like an infomercial here. but you have an account management team to back you up Monday through Friday. So in case if you're running or you're too busy, you run a new promotion or you need to change keywords, we're here for you Monday through Friday to make that happen.
So I'm the one who has to come up with the keywords.
You don't have to. That's okay. We have our algorithms to put it through. That's all right. No worries. That's what we're here for, okay, Lisa? So far as your keywords, the one thing we want to make sure that to hit, though, is far as, like, the services you offer. So, I mean, for example, flooring, obviously, general contracting, if you want to do flooring repair or install, these type of words I can help you out with to make sure to add. And again, if you ever need to change it or you like some recommendations, our technicians, they'll go ahead and help you with that as well too. They'll say, hey, listen, these are some words that they're typing around the area. If you want to use them, we can. All right. Again, no additional charges, no hidden fees whatsoever on that. Okay. Now, to speed up that process, now I remember you mentioning that, you know, you have a few things here. It's just hard to upkeep it. And two, you need some help with it, right? So far as your website, we will not take it over in any sense. We'll just help manage it for you. So in case you need to put new pictures up or testimonials or anything like that, we can do that for you, okay? I'm looking at your website right now, by the way, and I love it. I don't know. It's just the vibe that I get from it. It's pretty nice. And you already have testimonials already, so you're ahead of the game on this. Did you build this yourself or did your siblings?
Actually, one of my daughter-in-laws built it.
Get out of here. Really?
Yeah.
She
worked on it a long time, but it does have a good vibe.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not lying. I'm not pulling your leg on this. I mean, she has the drop-downs. She has pictures. You got commercial, all this stuff. I mean, it's to the point, it's professional looking to me. I love it. I wouldn't touch it. So, if for any reason you guys need help saying, hey, you know what, she's too busy and we need to add this picture or add this testimonial, we can do that for you.
Well,
there's no
she actually kind of turned it over to her daughter, my granddaughter, and she's in college. So she really hasn't had time to paint. So it hasn't really been touched in a little while, a couple months. Nobody has time, and I don't have the skill set, to be honest with you. So I don't want to get in there and screw it up, like, maybe not working.
You know what
I mean? Like, you've kind of got it. And I think it's
working.
Done through GoDaddy.
She did it at GoDaddy. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Man,
I'm
serious. It's really good. It's really good. So in that case, I think this is perfect timing then. You know, if she's too busy in college and you can use the help on here, we have the team to help you. Okay. And again, this is all for that one price at the $249 there. And, you know, far as your service area, if you ever need to spread your wings a little further to like the 50 mile radius, we can do that and it's no additional charge. This goes up to 50 miles for you. Okay. So you never have to worry about your price changing.
What can I anticipate for $250 a month? What do I anticipate on volume and traffic? And do you provide reports on that?
Yes, ma'am. I love your mindset on this. So we build you a client dashboard. It's a fully customizable tracking system. So we give you the login and password. Don't worry, we're not just going to tell you. You have to take our word for it. You see it for yourself. You see where the customers are calling from live. You get to see what keywords are working to find you, what's not. That way we can modify it for you at any time there, okay? So that's important. We want to make sure you're staying on top of the statistics and analytics on there, right? Now, far as the traffic, I'm going to go on Google right now and type it on Google. And also type it into our analytics to see if the demand is really strong first. What would you say brings you the most profits to your company, though? Like, would it be flooring? Would it be general contracting? Like, what would you say brings you the most money for the job?
A little story. My husband is a general contractor as well as flooring contractor. He has two licenses. But we make more money on general flooring. Vinyl plank flooring is very popular, and that brings the most profit to our it's get in, get out, get paid, and you get paid well.
Yep.
So every carpet job, you don't really make much on carpet, but you have to be able to do it because a lot of people will have you put vinyl throughout the house, and then they got one bedroom they want you to put carpet in. So you have to be able to do it, you know.
Right.
And then the other thing is baseboards. Everybody
wants really?
Painted baseboards when they put their new flooring in. We found it in on hardwood. We did mostly hardwood for years. And then people have moved away from that because the vinyl plank flooring, the LVCs, are they're so durable, and they're reasonable in price. You get a lot of bang for the buck for it. So that's what we're selling probably 90% of the time.
Okay. Totally off topic because I was thinking about buying an RV, and I was thinking about doing that for inside that. Would that be a possibility, or do you think that's a bad idea? Sorry, totally off topic.
No, but it's actually a wonderful idea. One of my sons has a big fifth wheel. And we put it in there for him. And he goes to Glamis, you know, and does that off-road stuff. And he it's great. You just sweep it right out, you know. It's very easy to take it.
A blessing.
Homes, I put it in there. It's so easy to take care of when you have pets and everything, you know. But it's the most popular stuff on the market, so.
Got it. Well, I typed in two things here. vinyl plank flooring near Corona. And I that's just on Google part. But also I put in our analytics, and let me tell you, you guys are going to love it. So very first thing is I'm going to show you the demand. Right now, within the 35 mile, I put just 35 miles out, if that's okay with you.
Okay.
But just with that, it's over 1,200 searches are being done in the last 30 days. That's a lot. So with that being said, I mean, I know I'm going to lowball it here, Lisa, but I know you could probably do better. But let's say you get just 1% of that 1,200 searches. That's a lie. You're definitely going to make some return for sure. It's just a matter of them being able to find you and your business because they're typing in these type of things on Google. I just typed in right now, and I'm not showing you guys on that first page. Now, granted, you could be on Google. I just don't know where, right? So we want to make sure to help build that ranking system up so that way you can get up on that first page and easily found. Right now I see like LL Flooring, and that's a 4.1 star. Buddy's Flooring Carpet One, have you heard of them?
Yeah, LL Flooring is Lumber Liquidators. They just changed their name. LL Flooring is, they changed their name from Lumber Liquidators to LL Flooring. They're still in the same building off of the freeway up McKinley. But they bring in substandard material. They bring in, like, damaged, you're buying it as is. So they're not really me.
Got it. Okay. You know, well, see, that's the thing.
Buddy's is like right in the same parking lot as LL Flooring. Who else did you say?
Yeah, the reason I bring up Buddy's and these ones because their ratings are, I'm sorry to say, but they're really low. being a customer, I'm going to look at that. Yeah.
Well, they're not contractors. We have kind of a unique position. We do have a showroom, a full service showroom, by appointment only. I don't sit there all day. I'm out hustling floor. So I'm in and out of the building all the time. So I have a sign on the door. And we have a warehouse and stuff. But we are a contractor.
Oh, okay.
We are more
of
a contractor. LL Flooring Buddies, they are retail stores. They have a list of contractors. And for a long time I did work for a lot of those. And they would say, you know, have your crew go do the job, put install.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they would hire us to go do the install because we're a licensed bonded contractor. So that's kind of the way the market works, but we're an actual bonded, highly insured. My husband, do you know what the Montage is in Laguna? The Montage Spa and Hotel.
The spa. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Why do I know?
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Hotel.
Okay, yeah, it's been a while. It's been a while, but yes.
We did all the floors in the Montage.
You did all the floors for that?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, it's been a minute since I've been there, but yes. Huh. So oh, my God. Okay.
We're the contractor. So people, when they go to Google for floor, and nobody's ever been able to quite help me with this, to get into the right niche. If you walk into a flooring store, you walk into Home Depot even, let's say, and you want to buy vinyl plank flooring, you could buy the floor, but they're not contractors.
Right.
They're not the sole contractor. They don't have licenses. They have to sub it out to somebody. They got to give it to somebody, and you don't know who that somebody is that's going to show it to your house and put your floor in. And then when there's problems, you go back to Home Depot, let's say, and try and get them to cover, you know, work out the issues. But they're like, they throw their hands up. They go, we gave it to this guy. So everybody's pointing the finger back at each other. Well, Lumber Liquidators, Buddies, Corona Hardwoods, they're all retailers. They're not contractors. So what makes LBJ Flooring different than all of them because we're a licensed, bonded flooring contractor with very high-end projects under our belt the last 20 years.
Wow. That, see, that's the things that stand out and people need to see, you know. I do
yeah.
show you guys up for one of these, no lie, on the first page, but for flooring, but not for some of these other ones here. I'm just typing in a few as well as we're talking here, so especially like contracting, you know what I mean? Like some people
yeah.
might just put those words, and you're missing the opportunity right now just because they simply – don't have it on Google, like, you know what I mean? So what we'll do is make sure that we hit these keywords so that way you are found for all of the services that you provide, and that way you're not missing those opportunities that they're searching for you, they're looking for you. You know, obviously
yeah.
you know the demand is strong. So what we'll do is make sure to get that up there. Again, this is including with your Facebook ads as well, and help with your website. Okay. And here, let's make sure. So don't forget, we'll also get you those 60 different directories as well. So it's not just on Google. You got Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, all of these. So that way you're having your brand awareness strong.
Okay. And then there's the only thing that I know that's negative out there is Houzz. Houzz. Have you ever heard of them?
No, that I have not.
It's a kind of somebody, and she wrote a shitty review on Yelp too. But I have so many good ones that outranked it, you know. But she went
okay.
out to every site. This lady, we decided. My husband got to the job site, and our finisher had quit, and so he took it out of the job. He goes, I can't refinish your fireplace and your handrail because my guy quit. And she was pissed. We did everything else, did her floor and everything, but she went on every site. This was 5 or 6 years ago and wrote a bad review.
Really?
Come
on. You know, everyone can write anything on those reviews, you know, but it shows for how long you guys been in business for one and two. Look at all the great reviews you guys have, you know. So
yeah, I know it was like a long time ago, but it once in a while it'll pop up, and I just explain to people when they call, hey, but that is the only, and I don't even do anything with that company. It's one review on there, and I didn't even have, I don't know. Anyway, that's
don't let that bother you. You have great reputation. I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, my husband really owns it, and our son, you see him on the website, he superintends the job. So there's always an owner on site. I put the projects together. I'm a designer, and my husband and my son run the job.
That's amazing. I feel like you guys should be on a television show then. You know what I mean? You get to see that. You don't get to see that very often. When you do, it's magic. You know, you got the whole team working as a whole, and you got the design team, and you have the people that do the actual work, making it happen, making those dreams reality. You know, so to see and know that it's a family doing that, that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
you're definitely up on the top of my list there.
Yeah.
Wow,
but
that's incredible.
If you can get my phone ringing even more, I'll be happy. I need a good year. I took a lot of
All right. Aw, okay. Well, we'll help you. This I know. Now, I'm going to go over the breakdown timeline, how long it could take to make sure you get this up and running for you. Because, again, I don't want you to feel like, hey, we're hiding anything. Everything's going to be laid out on the table for you, okay? So, far as your tracking system and all of those directories we're talking about, Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, all that, that's going to get done within the first 5 to 7 days. Okay, we move fast, like I said. Now, because you already have a website and you have some online presence already, usually it's going to take a lot faster for you just because I already see you on the first page for a few things here. We just want to hit all of those. So our average usually takes 30 to 45 days to get up on that first page. But like I said, since you already have things up and running, I'm pretty sure we're going to get this thing moving quicker for you, okay? So that's going to be easy because you already have a GBP, we call it, as your Google Business Profile. And so we don't have to worry for Google to send you a letter in the mail or anything like that. That usually takes forever. So we want to skip the steps a little bit there, okay? Now, what we'll do is I'm going to go over a few things with you today. It takes like 10 minutes. That way we can set up a tech call. Now, you don't have to be in front of your computer for them to, you know, talk with you to make the magic happen. They just ask for an hour window to give you a call within that time frame, okay? What day do you have available to talk with them?
If it's tomorrow, what day do you think they're calling?
The sooner the better for you, because that's when they're going to start working on heavily. So I highly suggest to do as as soon as possible.
I have tomorrow morning available. In the afternoon, I'm traveling. I'm in my Arizona home right now, but traveling back to California in the afternoon tomorrow. So
get out of here. Okay. All right.
Yeah. I split my time, but we were here for the holiday and stuff, but now it's time to go home.
But, yeah, and then back to another holiday. You're like, wait.
How about tomorrow morning, like 8 o'clock?
Perfect. I got one right for you at 8 a.m.
Which would be 9 o'clock my time, because we're an hour ahead. We're mountain.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah, because we're running California time with you, so we're local. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to secure that spot for them to give you a call. Just make sure you answer the phone from an 877 number. That's our technicians. You'll probably be talking with them from here on out afterwards. But you also, I'm going to give you my contact and information as well, so you can call me, text me, email me in case you can't get a hold of them for any reason. I'll make sure to reach out for you, okay? Now,
okay, what's your name?
Lisa. Oh, my name is John, J-O-N. Don't worry, I'm going to give you all my information as well. And Lisa, obviously, my mom's name is Lisa, so L-I-S-A, right?
Yep, yep.
And then how do you spell your last name?
J-O-H-N-S-O-N, Johnson.
Johnson, perfect. And then what is the best email we could send the invoice and also a second form of contact for you? I always want to make sure we have some way of contacting you.
Lisa@lbjflooringinc.com.
All right. Nice email, by the way. All right. Some people just can't get those emails, you know. It's hard.
I've had
this
my
the best phone number
for a long time. I've had my domain for a long time. Yeah, nice. This is the best number. I've gotten rid of the 800 number and all that now. All I have is my cell on there. It was just a waste of money. I've gotten rid of everybody uses their cell now. Now I'm mobile all the time.
Yeah, yep. True that. And then, Lisa, so far as the business name, I want to make sure, because, again, this is going to be consistent throughout the web. I don't want one letter throwing somebody off thinking it's a totally different business. I have LBJ Flooring. That's it. There's no Inc. or LLC or anything like that, right?
There's Inc. It's LBJ of capital.
Uh-huh.
And it stands for Lisa Brent Johnson. That's my husband and I's name.
Okay.
F-L-O-O-R-I-N-G, and then a comma, and then a space, capital I-N-C dot.
Perfect. I got you.
All right.
Incorporation there. Hey. All right. And then the address I have here is a 501 North Smith Avenue, 92880 as far as the zip code. Is that right?
Yeah, but it's suite 110.
Okay, sweet. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm going to go ahead and send you an email, and it's going to be off PST time, so it's going to send for 8 a.m. I know you're in a different time zone when you're going to get this call here. They're going to call from that 877 number, and give me 1 second. I want to send it to you right now. Once you get it, though, hit yes to confirm that you're going to go ahead and be there for that tech call, but they're going to hit yes on their end to let you know that they're committed to you as well. Okay, so give me a second here.
Okay.
I just sent it to you. Let me know you got it.
To go into my email or my cell? My
your email, yeah, however you want. Yep.
It hasn't come through yet. I just put my computer away in my computer bag, so I'm going to have to get that out for tomorrow. I started
well, you Yeah, you won't need it, but I mean, if you want to be extra prepared, and then you're more than welcome to. Especially if you want to add more pictures to the website or something like that, then of course you gotta send that to them, you know. So.
Yeah. Nothing yet. Send it to my email.
I did. Yes, the one we just went over, Lisa at LBJ Flooring Inc. Yep. All
right. Just got it. Okay.
Awesome.
Do and what do I do at the bottom? Is there something at the bottom? A lot of.
Yep, where it says yes, no, or maybe you can hit yes for me on that side.
Let's see, yes, maybe. Oh, maybe. No. Yes. All this crap.
You got it. Oh, I love her.
yeah. Wait, do I hit all that text? Is that what I'm hitting?
Yep. Once you hit yes, it should come through on my side. So.
Okay.
Okay,
I think I did.
Got it. You did it. Yes, ma'am. All right. And then let's go over a few.
Billing. What is the billing like?
Wait, say that one more time. Sorry.
How does billing work? They send me an invoice every month.
Yes, I'm going to go over that with you right now, actually. So as far as the billing, obviously, in order to get everything started, it's $249 to get started. But monthly, it's the same thing, $249. It's always going to come out on the same day of every month. So today's the 5th. Every 5th of every month, it'll be only $249, not even a dollar more, okay? Now, we're going to make sure to set up.
Okay. Cancel at any time if I think it ain't working.
Correct, yes.
Right?
Of course, knock on wood, we want to earn your business for a long time, but yes.
I hope so.
You got it, yes. Now, you'll hear me go over that again because we're going to do a voice verification part. Everything's recorded, and we want to make sure that we tell you exactly how to do that as well, too. So you'll probably repeat this, but you would have to call our client services 3 days before your next billing cycle is due, so that way you're not being charged for that month, okay? But, again, it's in our best interest that you do well, because if not, it's a waste of your time and money, and same for us, too. So it's important that you're doing good. and now, far as the services, so I have flooring, general contracting, vinyl plank flooring, carpet as well, right, for residential and commercial?
Yep.
Okay.
Carpet, tile, vinyl, hardwood.
Hardwood. Okay, there we go.
Mm-hmm. Hardwood floors. We do custom hardwood floors. And regular hardwood, too, you know.
Yes, ma'am. What I'm going to do. What about stone? I see on the website here, so.
Yeah, we do stone. Also,
stone as well.
Marble, yeah. A lot of people aren't really doing that anymore, but like I said, the vinyl plank's my biggie. You could put asterisks all around that. That's what I want to hit hard.
We'll make sure. Don't worry. And in case for any reason you want to add more tomorrow or anything like that, there's no additional charge. Just let them know. No point in adding that for you, okay?
All right. Well, give me tonight to think about it.
Exactly. You're good. And then also, Lisa, the far as the phone number, you want them to reach you out. Do you want them to call you, text you, email you, all three, or just one of those?
For tomorrow?
No, for your customers in general.
Call and text.
Call and text.
I'm a little slower on the email. Call or text because I have I watch. Too, so even if I'm in the gym, on my watch, I can say, hey, I'll call you right back.
Yep, I hear you on that.
I'm a little slower on the email, so texting.
Text and phone it is. I got it. And let's see here. So I'm going to put 35-mile range for you for now. Did you want to go further, or do you want to keep it like that?
No.
Okay.
I'd actually like to go more like 25.
25? Okay.
Lots. Yeah. Let's do 25.
Sounds good. 25 miles it is. All right, let me change that real quick.
My fuel went from like 2,000 a month up to 5,000 a month.
Stop. Really?
Fuel. California's almost $7 a gallon for diesel. I have diesel trucks.
No way. Is it really? Yep, that's like unbelievable.
Yeah. That's why I said that's the final.
Yeah. That's unreal. Wow. Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll try to keep it close then for you.
Yeah.
Crazy. I can't believe that. Okay. And then far as, let's see here. Got this there. We're all set there. Oh, hours of operations. You want to see found for Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Friday, 8 to 5.
Friday,
but
8 to 5.
If they call me at 6 o'clock on a Saturday, I'll still answer the phone. But I don't want to say it.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you don't want them to, then I'm not even posting it, you know. And then, now, as far as your Facebook business page, is there any way you're able to send me the URL for that so that way we can run ads for you on there?
You'll have to tell me how to find that.
Sure. Are you on an iPhone right now?
Yes.
Okay. So go to open your Facebook app.
Okay.
And then you're going to hit the menu button. It should be, I call it the hamburger. It's like three little lines, horizontal lines.
Hamburger button. Okay, I'm on my LBJ page. Oh, menu
at
the top?
It could be on the top or the bottom right. Sometimes in the corners there.
Bottom right.
It should say menu, and it had like three horizontal lines somewhere.
Well, when I hit the menu, then it comes up with feed.
Okay, yep.
Or
so when you hit
group.
That. Perfect. When you hit that, on the very top, you should say see your profile with your picture next to it. Do you see that?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, perfect. And then in here, don't hit edit profile, but right next to it, there's three little dots. You want to hit those three little dots.
Okay. I see that. Copy the link.
You got it. There you go.
So am
and
I sending that to you? Or you want
yes,
to
I'm going
to...
I'm going to send you a text right now so you have my actual number, my direct number, and then also so that way you have my contact here, and then also my extension as well, too. But the reason I'm sending this is so that way you can send a text back to me on this as well, okay? Give me one second.
Okay. I learned something new today.
Yeah, you got it. You did great, by the way. You have no idea how long I could spend on the phone. Trying to get that to through.
And I'm in my 60s. I'm not very, okay, here you are. I'm not very techie, but.
Well, okay. you should get an award right now because I talked to a 22-year-old who could not do that for his life. Okay, so.
Okay, did you get it?
Not yet. I sent you the text. But I didn't get a text back yet.
Oh, but I copied and pasted it back to you already.
Oh, you did? Man, you're good. Okay, give me one second. Let's see here. Holy mackerel, super quick. I got it. All right, thank you so much. Okay, so let me go ahead. What I'm going to do is I'm going to send this to the technician so they get working on it today. I don't want them working on it tomorrow starting from scratch when they talk to you. All right, so give me just a second here. And
are
then,
they calling up there?
Yep, are calling from California. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And right. It's going to be an 877 number like the one I sent you from, okay? So just make sure to be on the lookout for it. And then I'm going to put a reminder for them right now. So give me 2 seconds. I'm going to make sure they have that. Okay. And then so we're going to do our voice verification part. This is that added form of protection I was telling you about before we do any type of payment, okay? I want to make sure they're taken care of before so. And then also, if you have any questions regarding on anything, please stop me in my tracks. I'll be more than happy to answer for you, okay? But when I ask any questions on here, just try to sound as clear as possible, all right? Here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
LBJ Flooring Incorporated.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
LBJ Flooring. Oh, Lisa Johnson, and I'm the owner.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And Lisa, you're the authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
All right. And you are the authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yep.
All right, perfect. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So I'm going to stop right there for a second, Lisa. We're going to set up a security question and answer. So I don't care if they say their name is John from Local Splash. If they don't know your security question or answer, hang up right away, okay? I want to make sure nothing like that happens to you. We're going to take care of you. All right, so I'm going to continue here. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. So your payment for the initial account or initial term and account setup will be charged today on December 5th in the non-refundable amount of $249. This will be recurring payment. So when the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of every month of the 5th in the amount of $249. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges from your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, perfect. And Lisa, on the card that we'll be using today, is it shows as Lisa Johnson or is there like a middle initial as well?
Lisa M. Johnson, and it has my company name, LBJ Flooring, Inc. on it.
LBJ Flooring, Inc. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Perfect. I gotcha. And then is it the same address that we have on file, though, for the billing of the card, the 501 North Smith Avenue?
Mm-hmm. And it probably goes to my home in California. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I pay it online.
You want to keep them? All right. Let's keep the address on this one for right now and see if it goes through that way. If not, then we'll go ahead and change it.
Okay.
You can crack me up.
Because I have a home about 5 miles from the business there.
Oh, hey, that's convenient. There you go. I love it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect, perfect. Okay, and Lisa, the security question, let's set that up for you. We have 3 choices. Mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
We'll do mother's maiden name.
Okay, so perfect. And you can always make up the answer, too, so it doesn't have to be, as long as you remember what it is, obviously.
Yeah. Mother's maiden name is Dahm. It's spelled D-A-H-M, like Mary.
Okay, perfect.
Date.
Now, this is never going to change, too. So if anyone tries to call and say, we're going to change your security question, blah, blah, don't, okay? This is it for you.
Okay.
All right. And then the payment method that you would like to go ahead and put in a card, is it a Master, Visa, American Express, or?
It's a Visa.
Visa. Okay. I'm ready for the card number when you are.
Okay. 4802. Okay. 1383. 5816-9324.
Perfect. And the expiration date?
10/25.
Okay, and then their security code as well.
172.
Beautiful. Okay, before I process any payments, I'm going to make sure I do a triple check because I know we've got you at a very significant discount here. I want to make sure you're grandfathered in for that, okay? So your price is never going to change unless you ever want to upgrade your services and do other things. Other than that, there should be not a dollar more than $249, okay? So let me double check here. Refresh. Okay, perfect. So I'm going to go ahead and process this payment. It's going to be for $249. Once it goes through, let's see here, it's saying insufficient funds. It probably is because I put in that other address, though. So,
yeah, it probably goes to my home address.
Okay, what is that address then?
1110. 1110. Did you get that?
Okay.
And
yep,
it's
I got
La
it.
Salle Circle. LASALLE Circle. Corona, California, 92879. I don't have a lot of mail come to my shop, my business, because it gets broken too.
Oh, really?
My
That's not good.
Lot big, and my business or my home has a big locking box, like no one can get in it. So.
Oh my gosh! Yeah. Security is everything, you know. Lisa, for some reason, it's saying insufficient funds on this card here. I'm not sure if it's because of tapping in costly or.
Oh, that's crazy. There's $8,000 available. I just paid it off.
This is weird, but sometimes the bank will text you to say, hey, listen, is this okay that we're charging the card?
They go on their app and see, because Capital One. I have the app. Let me see if it says something. Sometimes it does. It'll say, because
I don't use that
card. My crew uses that account to buy stuff.
Oh, okay.
And I don't usually use it, but it's a business expense, so I thought I'd put it on there. Hold on, I'm going on the app.
No, you're right. Take your time.
Was this you? We sent you a message via email, text, 249. Yeah,
It was, right?
I don't use the card. I already resolved this. View info. Let me see if I can. We messaged you via email. Okay, let me go in my email. Or a text. Let me see. Text message. No text. It must be an email they want me to answer. Yeah, here. Please confirm recent purchase. I was going to say, I have so much credit. It's really funny. Yes, I recognize that.
Okay.
Okay. Your card is good to go. Okay.
All right, perfect. All right, I'm going to give it a shot. Here we go. Isn't it crazy? I was like, you can tell this is not my first rodeo, you know? So.
Yeah. Well, and I carry it for business expense, but I don't really buy the materials all day long. The guys do.
Yeah.
I'm just prepped.
Hey, you got the designs in your head there, and you just make it happen. They put it together for you. That's a pretty cool system you guys got going on, seriously.
Uh-huh.
All right. So I just processed the payment here, and you should get a text message any second here. Invoice. Okay, perfect. We're going to do one last step, I promise, and you're all done. On that text message, it should say to click here to sign terms. Do you see that, anything like that?
Let's see. Email, we have file, I sent you. We sent you a copy of the invoice, the email, this check to accept the subscription term. If you have any questions, so I'm supposed to click on that now?
You got it, yes ma'am.
Okay, I'm about done with this phone call. I'm over an hour. I don't have this long.
I know. Promise you, this is the last step. I appreciate your patience.
Confirm. Let's see. I just type in my name.
You got it. Yep. And then above or below it has a check part box there to confirm it.
Okay. Got it. Well.
Let me know where it takes you next.
I hit the checkbox. I put my name in. I'm hitting confirm.
Okay.
Signature does not match. Uh-oh. I didn't put the M in. Did you put M in?
However it's spelled on there, as long as it's spelled correctly, then yes. You're going to type exactly how
okay.
I wrote there. Okay.
It looks done. Did you get it?
Oh, yeah. So when you put it through, it takes you to, like, a sign-in spot, right?
Yep.
Okay, that we're done. Last promise. So our technicians, when they talk to you tomorrow, they're going to help develop that with you. So that way they can show you how you can keep track of what all the people are calling in and your statistics and things like that as well, too, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, Lisa, you've been amazing. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. All right, you have my information. And a texter can call you tomorrow. We're going to rock and roll tomorrow and make this happen for you, okay?
All right. I hope so. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
I'll tell
you take
my care.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.